Is the next presenter, Dr. Hendrika Malt Bay. She is an associate professor from the Department of Nursing from the University of Vermont, and she will be sharing with us her work from Vermont to Bangladesh, learning about public health.
Good afternoon. Usual slide. I'm going to talk about taking students from Vermont to public health, or from Vermont to Bangladesh, I've got public health on the mind here, for their community public health nursing course. And so the first bit, of course, is what is public health, and I'm preaching to an audience that probably already know, so I'm going to just skip over that. What I'm going to focus on is the critical areas, mostly of cultural competence and how these students went about learning the cultural competence. Global health, it's estimated that 2.1 billion airline passengers traveled in 06, and an outbreak or epidemic in one part is only hours away from becoming a threat somewhere else. And we saw that with the SARS epidemic. So one of the things that we're trying to teach students is that it is important to know about global health, that you can't just think, I'm never going to leave Vermont, our nice little state of less than 750,000 people, and not be exposed to public health. Cultural competence looks at knowledge together with the ability to apply that knowledge to practice, and it's been variously described as an evolving concept, a continuum, a theory, and an ongoing process. How do you learn to become culturally competent? There are a variety of ways of doing that, and what I'm going to focus on is the immersion aspect of this. Strengths of immersions: increase student awareness of their own beliefs and values, practices and behaviors, the ability to learn from clients, the ability to cope with factors affecting care, increased cultural sensitivity and competence, and increased perspective transformation, or that ability to change your mind based on what you've seen. Now, these pictures are all from our trip, and one of the things that we actually did was take a portable picture printer with us. So every evening, we printed out all the pictures and then took it back to the people in the villages. And that went over really, really well. What I really wanted was a printer that had a battery pack, but I couldn't find one. So we went to Bangladesh, very small country with a very large population, literacy rate of 43%, 83% Islam, 16% Hindu, and then other for the rest. Eighth most populous country in the world, third poorest. Half the population lives below the poverty line. Groundwater could be contaminated with arsenic, and that's naturally occurring arsenic. Child malnutrition remains one of the highest in the world. However, the prevalence of severely underweight children has halved since 1990. Life expectancy has increased. They have a very strong immunization program and disease control program, and a very strong family planning program as well. Families very often got dressed up before they'd let us take their pictures because they knew they were getting a copy. This trip was part of a group of us between the College of Medicine and the College of Nursing and Health Sciences got a grant to increase global opportunities for the students in those colleges. And so two of us went to Bangladesh because there was already a connection within the group with the ICDDRB, the International Center for Diarrheal Diseases Research. We met with a number of people, and we developed a partnership with the Independent University in Bangladesh, who already was used to having American students over there through another program in, I believe it's Wisconsin, could be Minnesota. In any case, we got our department permission, we got student recruitment going, and thinking that I might get half a dozen students interested, 24 of the senior class and nursing students wanted to go. And in the end, myself, my husband, and 17 undergraduate nursing students did go to Bangladesh for 3.5 weeks. IUB gave us a couple of faculty members that traveled with us, and they were just wonderful in terms of the social aspects, the geography, the history. Any questions we had, they could answer. The students themselves were divided into five groups, and each group had an IUB student with them who was the interpreter and the cultural broker, somebody who could say, don't go in there with your shoes on. And each group also selected a topic, developed a questionnaire based on that topic, and then used a demographic form that the IUB colleagues had developed. And you can see there what the topics are. And so what they would do is go out in the morning, interview families, and then once they had all that information together, they developed presentations, which they had to do one at IUB for the faculty and students there, and then they did another one back at the University of Vermont. They also did this reflective journaling, which is what I'm going to report on today in terms of the qualitative analysis of these journals looking at the immersion experience. We're hoping to do a follow-up 1 to 2 years after graduation to see if what they actually learned stuck and is actually in practice later. I've also got colleagues in Australia that are doing a similar study, and we're going to try and do some cross comparisons there. The first part was beginning to see, and this is where the students had been in the country perhaps several days to a week, and amazed ended up being the common word in a lot of the journals. They just had no idea of what poverty really was. Very taken aback, they were shocked, very profound. Poverty is unimaginable. They then started thinking about what they had seen and reflecting about it, particularly during our evening class sessions, and their ideas of what middle class meant changed. So middle class was having goats, chickens, sheep, cows, a salary that could support the family along with that, and that might only be $35 a month, but that was middle class. And it sort of made them think a little bit more about the poverty issue and the wealth. I was shocked to see that some of the kids had cell phones. One of the villages we were at, the students were busy taking pictures, and then all of a sudden noticed that the villagers were also taking pictures of them with their cell phones. And it just sort of triggered this, oh, I didn't realize they had those. Then, of course, they wanted to fix what they saw. But we had a long chat earlier about duffel bag medicine, bringing in supplies, dropping them, and leaving them, which is not something that we wanted to get into. I also teach community-based participatory research, so one of the big things is to ask the community what they want. And so that's some of the stuff that we try to teach the students. We're here, we're going to do an assessment, we are asking the people what it is they want, and although you might not get to do stuff, the group that's coming next will then be able to carry on with what you've found out. So this is part of their reflections on trying to fix things that they've seen. They were also changed by what they saw. They had life-changing experiences. Their whole worldview changed about it, so much that when they got home, they made these kind of comments. I drove back to school, walked into my room, and thought, I have so much stuff. I immediately started weeding through clothes and papers and cleaned everything out. The Salvation Army loved me that week. And there were a lot of comments in that particular vein. They learned lots. Before coming, I had the impression I was going to change their culture and way of life based on the life I knew. And now after being here and realizing the importance of the people, I had it all wrong. I now understand that if I tried to help these people live and act more like me and where I come from, I would not be helping them, but rather hurting them. This is a very important realization to me. One of the main things I've learned is how little I know. And I think that even if only one or two of them get that message, but in reading their journals, it was very clear that quite a few of those students had that. They learned about public health. Since the beginning of my trip, my view of public health nurses has changed. The important lesson we learned related to cultural competency in public health is to acknowledge and accept what they see as working. So that's all part of that assessing the community and realizing what the community wants and needs is what's most important. We already have plans for our next visit. I took 17 on that last trip. I've got 19 going this coming January. I'll take up to 20 as long as my husband comes with me, because he's a calming influence on me, I think. So we're looking at doing health fairs in several village locations, finding out. One of the things we did is go to the high schools, and what they wanted was health education for the girls. So what we'll do is ask the villagers, what kind of education do you think the girls should have? How should we teach that? How does that work in with what you see happening? And then develop a curriculum that can be shared with other schools, as well as a train-the-trainer kind of thing, so that they're not going to be dependent on us but can run their own programs. Some of the recommendations is more study abroad experiences and more funding, of course, for the students, because the students did fund their own trip. So one of the things we put together, I don't know if you know mypublisher.com, but we put together a book about our trip, which the dean happened to see and said, I need that, because our advisory board is looking for a project and this would be perfect. So she got a hold of this and gave each member on the advisory board a copy of the book. So if you want to come up and see it later, it'll be here. And I think in conclusion, what the students had to say was that we went to Bangladesh with the intention of learning about the community and public health in a developing country. We discovered the common need for quality nursing care and access to resources and education. Visiting Bangladesh opened our eyes to the similarities of human health needs, in that we all have common goals for our health. Our future nursing practice will be forever impacted by this experience. Thank you.
Thank you very much.